Stephen, thank you so much for joining me.
Yes, thank you so much for having me here. It's an honor and a pleasure to be on here. Thank you.
This is the first time I've spoken to you about your city council run, so I'm interested in what made you decide to run for local office.
Thank you for asking. That's a great question. What really inspired me is change. You know, I see that, especially in my district, there's a gap in opportunity, especially for the young people. And I've been doing community work for over 20 years in the city of Troy. You know, there's a lot of, you know, shortage of opportunity to young people. There's change that this community want to see in regards to public safety and violence in the community. And I have a great relationship with the people of Troy. I have a great relationship with the young people in our neighborhoods. And, you know, I've been doing work for many years. I just wanted to take it to the next level and being able to be that voice for the people in our community.
What are you hearing as you're going door to door and talking to prospective constituents? Or actually, are you going door to door?
Yeah, so we have been going door to door, you know, listening to the residents because I believe that that's one of the most important things, right? It's not about me running. It's not about me being an elected official. It's about listening to the concerns of the people and bringing it to voice, you know, in these city council meetings and speaking for the city. And especially in my district, one of the biggest concerns is public safety. And obviously, in a lot of neighborhoods, public safety is a concern. Violence is a concern. They want to see a safer place, cleaner streets, landlord accountability in regards to these abandoned buildings, property tax. Those are the main concerns that the residents has and the constituents has been expressing their concerns.
Is there anything that you thought you knew that maybe after talking to people and hearing their concerns, you changed your mind about?
You know, it's basically big on listening to the people, like I said, of the community. I'm still focused on one mission, and the mission is to bring change to District 2. And, you know, being that voice for the people, I have not changed my mind in anything, maybe in regards to running or anything like that. I'm fully motivated, I'm focused, and I'm ready to work for the people of Troy.
What are some of the proactive things that you'd like to do should you win this seat?
You know, one of the main concerns, like I said, you know, violence has kicked in really hard in our community. And one of my biggest projects that I want to work on is a community center right in North Central that we don't have. And I think that's one of the gaps of opportunity young people because they don't have nothing to do. There's no opportunities. There's not enough programs. There is grassroots programs, and we want to help those grassroots programs larger in the opportunity for the young people. So one of the biggest projects is building a community center in our North Central, in the heart of North Central, where it's needed. And definitely, you know, clean up the landlord accountability. You know, as landlords and developers that's coming into this district, you know, buying these houses and not keeping up to par. So helping push policy and raise the bar to them standards for those individuals and developers that's coming to the city or to the district, buying these homes and leaving them abandoned.
Speaking of development, there is a lot of talk about development in Troy and all of the different areas of Troy. And I'm curious to hear what principles will guide your thinking about new development proposals.
And you know, I think development is very important, right? And sometimes it brings very vibrant to the community. But I think that most importantly, when these developments are being made, we have to have more input of the people that lives in that community. You know, there's developers coming and building buildings, and there's not enough voice of the community. So I think the first and foremost, we need to have the input of the residents that lives there that pay taxes, and they should be able to have a say as well when these developments are being made.
Troy is set to get over $45 million of COVID relief funding from the federal government. Tell me three things that you think should guide how we spend the money, or three things you think we should spend the money on.
Absolutely, that's a great question. You know, definitely infrastructure. We've suffered during a couple times during, you know, big storms. Definitely climate change. I know there's, you know, once the snowstorm hits, you know, there's a lot of backed up side streets plowed. And third, most importantly, is helping these grassroots programs when this funding is coming. Because like I said, there's a lot of resources. There's a lack of resources, lack of opportunities for these young people. There is programs out here in Troy that's working very hard. And I want to work to help strengthen those programs and provide funding to expand those resources, especially to the young people in the city of Troy.
You're listening to the Hudson Mohawk Magazine, and I'm speaking with Stephen Figueroa. Stephen is a candidate for Troy City Council in District 2. This interview is part of the Hudson Mohawk Magazine's Election Watch 2021 series. Who do you look up to, or who do you look to for support, collaboration, or advice on some of the tough issues that you might face should you win this seat?
One of my biggest mentors, you know, I'll be straight and forward. A big supporter, community leader is a good brother of mine, Jerry Ford. We've worked years in blood, sweat, and tears in the community together. He's one of my mentors. I see him as a big brother, as a community leader. And actually, I lean to the people of Troy. They support me a lot. When I said I was going to run and I announced, there was a big support of the community backing me in regards to this running as a city council. I think most importantly, in the direction that we're going to move, we definitely have to listen to the people, listen to their concerns, and work very hard in making sure that we bring change in North Central.
You are running against an incumbent in Kimberly Ash McPherson. She is a vibrant and energetic advocate in her community. And I am just curious about what you would say to Republican voters, conservative voters, who might otherwise vote for her. What do you have to offer them? What would you say to them to convince them to vote for you?
I think most importantly, I'm a progressive leader in the community. And I haven't chose this seat, you know, overnight. I chose this seat because I have been doing the work in the community. And I'm different. You know, I don't only focus in North Central, I focus in the whole entire city of Troy. During the pandemic, I committed myself to deliver over 20,000 pounds of food. I'm constantly working on the clock to provide people food, clothing, or shelter on and off the clock. I'm fully motivated, and this is what I'm fully invested in. And the people of Troy, making sure that they have the resources they need no matter what, whether you live in North Central, whether you live in Lansingburg, whether you live in South Troy. So expanding myself beyond my district is what makes me different.
Stephen, where can we find you relaxing, finding joy, or just enjoying yourself around Troy when you're not on the campaign trail?
When I'm not on the campaign trail, I'm going to be honest, I coach basketball. I coach basketball and I really enjoy the time with my boys. So I'm probably out in Geneva Pompey Park, playing some basketball and just investing back into the young people and the youth in this community. I honestly receive my healing. I'm relaxed and I feel great when I'm around the kids of the community and just enjoy myself maybe on the lake with family. But most importantly, just hanging out in the North Central area of Troy.
Is there anything that I didn't ask you that you think voters should know about you before they go to the polls on November 2nd?
Just know that I'm here for the people. You know, I've helped secure funding, over $4 million of funding for a youth bill program in Troy. I'm really for the people and I'm fully invested. I'm not here as a politician. I don't work for a politician. I'm ready and willing and able to work for the people and make sure the job gets done.
Stephen, it was great talking to you. Thank you so much for your time and stay safe out there on the campaign trail.
Thank you.